Hello, welcome once again to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're doing today still is called the Bible Principle, Speak to Your Mountain, and we're doing topic number 6, David is sent into battle, and the scripture reference is 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 38 to 52. I want to remind you that this subject called the Bible Principle, Speak to Your Mountain, it's an illustration in the Old Testament of a born-again believer, a new born-again believer in the New Testament. We see in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 38 to 40, that Saul gives David his personal armor, the best you could have in Israel, and David rejects it. David chose the weapon not according to its firepower. He chose the weapon that he knew God would honor with him, the stone and the sling. God honors the faith coming out of a man's heart, and that's what God is after all the time. God looks not at the physical appearance of the man, he looks at the heart, and God wants us to operate by faith as Jesus did. David knew that God would honor the stone and the sling and not the sword from Saul. Let me go further now. David took 5 smooth stones from the brook or the water and put them in his shepherd's bag, and he put them in his sling. In verse 41 to 47, Goliath sees David and comes to fight and laughs at him and curses him because of his natural appearance. David speaks back to Goliath and says that you come to me with the sword and a spear and a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel's armies, to whom you have defied. David declares his faith and his covenant and position in the kingdom of God. Let me just expand this a little bit further for you. David comes to a stream or a brook and takes 5 smooth stones from it. He puts them in his shepherd's bag and he puts them in his sling. In this illustration, the 5 stones represent Bible verses and the brook or the stream of water represents the water of the Word of God. He puts them in his shepherd bag, which means he puts those verses into his heart and then he puts them into the sling, which is his mouth. In verse 41 and 47, Goliath sees David and comes to fight and laughs at him and curses him because of his physical size and being a youth. David speaks back to Goliath and says that you come to me with a sword and a spear and a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, to whom you have defiled or defied. David declares his faith and his covenant position with the kingdom of God. Turning to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 to 13. Wherefore remember that you, in time past, Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised by that which is called circumcised in the flesh, were made by hands. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes afar off are made near by the blood of Christ. Let us now continue with points on 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 38 to 52. David further declares that the Lord saves not with the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 7. Do not let the giant or mountain speak to you. David did not let Goliath or the devil speak any more words. David kept the promise of God before his eyes and in his mouth and spoke it out at the mountain or Goliath. Verses 48 to 52. Goliath moves towards David, but David ran towards the enemy. Run towards your fear and not from it. When you run from it, you give it more authority and room to grow larger. David takes a stone from his shepherd's bag, slings it and hits Goliath in the forehead, and he falls to the ground, not dead but unconscious, just like the bear and the lion. David had learned from the past not to allow the devil or the lion to get back up again and attack him. Just because the symptoms have left, just because the pressure of the problem has eased off, do not take a rest from your battle until you have total victory or the counterattack. In this example, it shows us how a born-again believer in the New Testament should act towards a mountain, bring it down, and do not let it get back up again. David took the sword of Goliath, stood up on him, and cut his head off clean. When the devil is defeated, all the other demons will retreat and run away too. The devil's head, or the victory, in your hand is your testimony, and the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony in Revelations chapter 12, verse 11. I hope you've enjoyed this discussion or this teaching on the counterattack. It's very important to understand David represents a new born-again believer in the New Testament and how God wants us to fight. God wants us to put his word in our heart, take it from the word of God, put it in our heart, and then speak it out our mouth at the mountain in faith, and to bring it down and to keep it down. Thank you for being with me today throughout this topic. The next topic coming up is the New Testament believer in the battle, and this is part 7 from an 8-part series. Thank you, and God bless.